For a while, we have a morning discussion with Julie Gibbs, Rodney County Health Department Director and local health official. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, let's talk a bit about initially about what seems to be captivating the newscast and the top stories of the day is these numbers for the coronavirus are not slipping. They're actually increasing.
Yes, that is true, unfortunately. Since Monday's release, we did add 114 new cases, bringing us to a total of 2,637 positives here in the county. 351 of those are active, and we've had 2,273 recover. We have had a total of 21,626 negative tests in the county so far. Our percent positive last week was at 9.1%, and that's down just slightly from 9.4% the week before. However, still much higher than where we'd like to be. We are tracking 8 active outbreaks in the county currently. And as of yesterday, Ascension Via Christi was caring for 10 positive patients, 4 of which are in the ICU. We did unfortunately have one more death to add as of yesterday. This patient was a 63-year-old resident of Via Christi Village. He passed away at Ascension Via Christi Hospital yesterday. So we send our deepest condolences to the family and friends of that individual. And that does bring our total to 13 deaths here in the county. We also had 525 individuals come through our free swabbing event last week, and out of those, 118 tested positive.
And you have free testing today as well in a couple of different sessions there at the Seco Park at the fairgrounds.
We do. Yep. We're offering testing again. That is free to anyone who wants to come through, regardless if you have symptoms or not. We're offering it from 11 until 1 today, and then again from 5 until 7 this evening. And again, anyone is welcome to come through. It is completely free. We do ask you a few questions up front, and then you just drive through the barn there and get swabbed. So if you'll please enter through the parking lot right across from Candlewood there, we'll get you swabbed as soon as we can. And it's a pretty quick and easy process.
This is not the rapid test, though, correct?
Correct. These are the PCRs, and so we'll send them to the lab at KDHE. It usually takes about 2 to 4 days to get results.
Okay. And I understand that because we're seeing some increases in numbers still in Riley County, that you are going to be adding another day, and probably pretty timely with Thanksgiving coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes. Yeah, we're adding more testing, more free testing. We're actually adding another day next week. So instead of just having it on Thursday next week, we're adding Monday as well. We're doing that mainly for individuals who want to travel for Thanksgiving and students who'd like to travel home. We're doing that so that they know what their status is. So again, we'll offer it on Monday and Thursday next week. Same place and same time, 11 to 1 and then 5 to 7.
Are you seeing any trends with maybe ages or other qualifications in the most recent increase in tests, positive tests?
Yeah, we're still seeing the majority of our cases coming from that 18 to 24-year age group. However, that percentage is definitely down from where it was even just a month ago, where we were seeing about 80 to 90% of our new cases coming from that 18 to 24-year age range. Now we're seeing about 50 to 60% coming from there. So it's definitely spreading out into other age ranges as well.
Okay. Well, let's bring us up to date on some policies. I know that there have been a couple of, with local health ordinance number 18, we've had a couple of bars that have been closed, and they've, I think both of them reopened shortly after once they kind of came into compliance with local health number 18. Are you seeing any evidence of potentially revising local 18 and maybe further restrict actions?
Yeah, so we're talking about that on a daily basis with our Board of Health and with our command staff. Of course, that our data is going to drive our decision there. So looking at our percent positive, not only here, but regionally. And we also need to pay close attention to what's happening with our hospitals, not only here, but regionally and statewide. We're noticing a huge increase in hospitalizations, and definitely many of them have hit capacity. And that affects us here because, of course, we were not able to transfer our patients out as we would usually do. So we need to definitely pay attention to that, and that will all drive our decisions for what could be order number 19. But as of right now, we are still under order number 18.
Okay. Let's talk a bit about some of the things that people feel like they need to do like hoard toilet paper and paper towels. I went into the store yesterday to pick up some stuff, and those shelves still depleted, and I noticed the store had some signs up there saying, hey, we're going to restrict you down to two of these products. Is that necessary at this point?
No, it's not necessary at this point. Where I kind of feel like we've reverted back to the very beginning of all this. And, you know, our message would still be the same as it was at the very beginning. You know, there's no need to hoard that kind of stuff right now. Just keep going about your business as you usually do. No need to do that right now.
I just recently ran through my entire COVID-19 up purchase, you know, from March. I was pretty excited that it went that long. That's over 6 months. Hey, okay. So anyway,
yeah.
Some things that you may want to just kind of recap with folks. I know that there's a lot of information at the county's health site, at the county's website at RileyCountyKS.gov. And, you know, you're continuing to update information as is necessary.
Yes, we still update our website regularly. We're still sending out a press release Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That will go on our website as well as our Facebook page. Just also want to remind folks of the screening line that's available. If you have any symptoms, please call that screening line. It's still available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and that number is 785-776-3200.
Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away from today. Do you have any thoughts that you'd like to exchange, maybe some concerns with those that are preparing their family get-together?
Yeah, we actually we're following the CDC guidance on this. So they actually have a list of low-risk activities, moderate, and high-risk activities. And, of course, we urge you to stay with that low-risk category. And those include, you know, having an intimate family dinner with just your household, you know, members of your household, not really expanding out much from there, limiting your travel, you know, trying to do virtual Thanksgiving dinners instead of you know, meeting with your extended family and friends, and just overall keeping safety at the forefront. You know, remembering to wear your mask, stay away from crowded places. With the holidays coming up, we have a lot of holiday parties that you can attend. Maybe just kind of rethinking those ideas and thinking about safety first. So just making yourself aware. We all know what to do. We all know what tools we have in our toolbox and which ones work. So just keeping that at the forefront and really keeping safety in mind.
How about PPEs? Are we in pretty good shape with that equipment for health personnel?
Yeah, we definitely have enough PPE. Of course, we're always monitoring that as well. We did get some CARES funding that we'll be able to purchase more PPE should we need it.
Anything else that you'd like to share this morning? Any things that concern you that we haven't already discussed?
Well, I will say, you know, we are getting a lot of calls and questions about test results from our previous test free testing event last week. Please have patience with us. We weren't all in the office yesterday in observance of Veterans Day, so we're still answering those. We'll be answering those voicemails today, and just have patience with us. We will get back to you. We unfortunately can't leave a message with your test results. We'll just leave a message for you to call us back. But if you have not received a call with your results from last week's free testing, you can give us a call at 785-776-4779.
All right, Julie, and also, by the way, thanks for helping us out. You know, we called on you for some advice on how to handle some of the matters that we've had here. Of course, Brandon is the only one on staff that's tested positive and doing well with his recovery, and we certainly appreciate your thoughts on helping us keep matters, you know, clean and hopefully a healthy environment around our studios today, because we have a lot of shared equipment, a lot of shared rooms, and we've taken some good initiatives here. So thank you for helping us out with that.
You're welcome. And I do want to make one correction. I believe I said the wrong number earlier on the screening line. It's 785-323-6400.
Okay, sounds good. So you got a text message in the middle of this, right?
I think so, yeah.
Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and Health Officer, thank you so much. And continued good wishes to you and all the healthcare workers that are helping the community through. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.